Welcome to Within Brim Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time. It's Within Brimskin time. Hell yeah, number 112. Another week, another dollar. What's going on? I got my little homie, my boy, my son. No, not really my son. But you're my boy. You're my boy, Blue.
Redheaded stepchild.
There you go, my redheaded stepchild.
I'm your stepson.
So I guess it works out.
Stepson, yeah.
Mr. Alex DePonte, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you feeling, sir?
I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm happy about that.
I'm actually pretty energetic today.
You look energetic today.
I feel good.
I like that when you feel good.
Yeah. Probably because I'm here early. Like,
yes.
You know, we're getting this done.
Yes. That's let me tell you something.
Like we usually do.
Sometimes the bane of my existence
is
when
me.
You're like, hey, man, I'm running late.
Yeah.
It's okay. Things happen. Anyway, what do you call it? As always, Within Brimskin, brought to you by Kikkoman Traditionally Brewed Soy Sauce, making soy sauce cool again, mane and tail hair care products,
discover the secret.
Beyer Dynamic, high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world.
World.
There you go.
World.
I even pressed the button just to see if it would work.
It did not.
And it did not.
Yeah.
It just so happens that your friend here is only mostly
I'm not dead.
No, but that button is.
Yeah, the button's dead. The button is absolutely dead.
He's slightly alive.
So it's not slightly alive?
No, it is killed.
You killed it.
Killed it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was alive.
Why?
For one episode.
Oh.
It was because I didn't save it. That's all it was.
Now
hey!
You've had enough.
I was actually going for the womp.
Don't kill
there.
My button more.
There you go. That's
all right,
better
there
for
we
you.
Go. A little farewell funeral to the button.
So I gotta vent about some stuff and things. What do you call it? Right now, I gotta tell you, like, there's one thing that drives me absolutely freaking crazy.
Only one?
No. There's plenty of things, but there's one thing that I'm thinking of. So one of the things. All right. So as people may or may not know, if you're following me on social media, you know that I do a lot of foodie stuff and so forth. And I'm actually going to be building.
No.
Out. Yes.
I didn't know that. You a foodie?
And you don't
get out of here.
Well, you don't follow my social media, so you wouldn't know.
That is not true. I follow everyone on social media. I just don't go on it.
Okay,
I'm
well,
just
there
not
you
active.
Go. Well, then there you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're just like, you know, hello.
I'm not following IRL. You know your social media, but you know my account is.
Shame on you.
I'm sorry.
Shame on you.
I don't follow anyone though, so like, don't take it personally.
I'm not taking
like
it
if
personally.
I like stalked Kim's like every day, like then you'd be like, yo, Alex, what the hell?
Yeah, man, what the hell, bro?
Yeah,
like that's messed up
for like two reasons. But like.
So getting back to square to brass tacks here is that one thing that drives me absolutely crazy,
bonkers
is what do you call it when something's supposed to be coming and it doesn't show up that day. Like, and you sit there and you're expecting a package, but lately, I mean, I know I understand.
You got
pandemic,
way too much time on your hands.
I understand pandemic. I get it. You know what I mean. I understand that. But you know, no. Because I plan my days around certain things.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? So now, since I'm doing the foodie stuff on social media, I'm expecting a lot of stuff that comes in. You know what I mean? And you know, people ship it. I have my tracking. I have all the tracking numbers around. And sometimes I'm not sure if they're going to need me to, you know, to sign for a package.
Right.
So I have to see, all right, well, where am I going to be? Where, you know what I mean? When is it supposed to come? So I have everything. You know me. I have my schedule is like to the T and locked down. I know exactly what I've got to do when I got to do it.
Yep.
That being said, what do you call it? The USPS, the freaking FedEx, UPS has been a bane of my existence and has not done a goddamn thing properly in quite some time. Now, again, I understand the pandemic. What do you call it? But, you know, like if you say that something's supposed to be delivered on such and such a date by such and such a time, it should be delivered on such and such a date at such and such a time.
It should be.
So what do you call it?
You know, pandemic is a thing.
But I get that. So one of the companies, Crew Ovens, fantastic company, and what do you call it? I want to talk about that in a minute. But what do you call it? The fact is, they sent me the stuff. And what do you call it? The tracking was good. It was on point. They got there on time. Okay. That happened to be FedEx. So first time FedEx actually gets there on time. I'm impressed.
First time.
Yeah. No offense to those of you who are listeners who work for FedEx, but yeah, for some reason I just keep having issues with them. But the USPS, now it's not the regular postal people. This is like a separate service from USPS. They were sending me from Ergo Knives. What do you call it? So I'm getting a package from Ergo Chef Cutlery, and what do you call? They're sending me a roll kit and blah blah blah. And
a
now
what kit?
So a roll kit. So it's a chef roll. Kit. Chef roll. Usually
you're gonna roll your own sushi.
No. Just the roll kit is like it's a roll bag. What do you call it?
Jelly rolls. I got
it's
it.
It's called a roll bag because it rolls up, and you have all different knives and utensils and so forth in there. I don't think you
should be rolling knives.
Oh my lord! I'm going to slap you.
That would make for interesting air.
This is true. They would hear the slap though. They would hear the slap. No. People are gonna think
Ow!
I'm abusing you. No. People are gonna
I'm
think
joking.
I'm abusing
I'm
you.
I'm joking, guys.
Well, that being said,
only
so,
on Wednesdays. What?
So I've got this package that's supposed to be coming with all the stuff in it, and it was supposed to be here on Saturday. And what do you call it? Said that it was coming and it was out for delivery on Saturday.
And
guess
it was
what?
Not.
Did not come on Saturday.
They lied.
Then it didn't come on Sunday.
Those liars.
And now today it still hasn't shown up, and it's after 5 o'clock. You know what I mean? So
can the word of the day be liars?
No, but what do you call it?
Today's secret word is
quarter. I'll get to that later too.
That's an interesting one.
Oh yeah, you'll just stay.
Do you hoard things, Ben? I did not say it. I didn't put the ER at the end.
Now you
That's the offensive part of every word.
Yeah, I know. Well, all right. Anyway, so the what do you call it? The fact of the matter is that I still have not gotten this package. I've been waiting for it. I wanted it to see what he was sending, and I wanted to put it in my new chef sack. My chef sack has got like a couple of my knives in it, you know, from Spaceman knives and from what do you call it, from Blue Collar Blades. But I wanted, you know, my Ergo stuff in there now too.
Right.
I have some of my stuff from Crew Ovens in there. But like I'm like super psyched to get everything moving in it. You know, like because my chef sack is freaking badass. When you see this thing, you're gonna die. It's just
your chef sack.
It's a chef sack. It's got it's like a backpack, and it's got all of the knives and everything in there. So what do you call it? I'm really excited about that. When I'll show it to you, you'll be like, wow,
this
that's
is a
pretty
weird
cool.
name.
I know
chef sack.
It's a backpack. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean? So that being said, what do you call it? We're not going to get dirty with that, you know. But so the fact that, because I know where your head was going.
Yeah, you know.
I know.
You
I know.
Know.
But talking back about, I said I would continue about
all those chefs working with their sacks and their meats. And their cheeses.
You're disgusting.
I didn't say anything.
No, but that's what you're implying.
I'm not implying any
implications.
I'm implying that chefs have a sack and they work with, you know, various food items such as meat and cheese and other things.
Yeah, I hope I don't lose any sponsors now because of that.
I'm not saying anything. I don't even have to bleep any of that.
That's true. No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
But anyway, so that being said, what do you call it? The Crew Ovens. So I finally got this Crew Oven in. And
can it fit in the chef's sack?
No, it cannot. It is an actual pizza oven.
Sack is not big enough.
You're such an idiot. So this thing is beautiful. It's a wood burning stove. It's a wood burning stove.
Yeah.
So
got
I
you.
Actually am making pizza. Oh, you don't watch social media. I'll show you to your break.
You're gonna make a pizza?
We made pizzas the other day. Let me tell you how freaking delicious.
You're bringing
it
into GHR, right?
I could. Maybe I could.
Well, no. All right. Just WBS though. Don't share it with them.
Well, what I might do is, as soon as everything's set up at my house, we're doing we have a new fence going in and some other things happening. So once
trying to keep people off your property.
No. Yeah.
Trying to be like, hey, get off my lawn. Having problem with neighbors? What would they ever do to you?
No.
They were just trying to be friendly.
I had an old, you know, fence that needed to be changed, so I'm changing the fence. kids.
Oh, the dog took down the fence, I see.
No, but I would like Jasper to be able to run around and play and have a good time. Yeah. And since the fence is an old fence, I don't want to take the chance of him getting out.
Yeah,
because he's
true.
Tiny and he's a puppy.
He'll run right through it.
And he would. No, he would.
Would he really?
He's a little muscle. He would just go bang, right
wow,
through.
Wow, your fence is that old, huh?
Well, it's an old fence. It's an old wooden fence. So we're putting up the 6-foot privacy fences. And yes, to keep people out. And what do you call it? But, no,
all so, those stalkers.
Well, you'd be surprised.
I know, we've talked about some
what do you
of
call it? So we're going to have like this new area in the yard where I'm setting everything up so we could start doing the content out there. What do you call it? Which it's insane what I have planned.
Start doing the we have content. Yeah, Brim's house now.
So I'm going to be doing content there. And it's going to be insane. And what do you call it? So when that happens, you know, you'll know because you'll be invited to have some food.
Insane in the membrane.
Anyway, why don't we take a quick break? We'll
insane
be right back with some more WBS with Whacked Out Alex.
See you guys.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brennan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim's Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to Jersey Mike's.
Hey, why you call Jersey Mike's anyway? We're on Long Island.
Well, the short story is we started in New Jersey by a sandwich lover named Mike.
I don't want no silly sandwiches that are all bread and no filling, like that joint down the road.
You don't gotta worry about that here. We offer sustenance and substance. Oh, and speaking of bread, we make ours fresh every day.
Yeah? So what do you got here?
Oh, this must be your first time. You're in good hands. Jersey Mike's never disappoints. We're truly a sub above.
Yeah, I heard. So, what do you recommend?
My personal favorite sandwich is the chicken cheesesteak, but you can't go wrong with the fan favorite, the classic Italian.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Perfect. We recommend our sandwich Mike's way. That's going to be onions, lettuce, tomatoes, olive oil, vinegar, oregano, and salt.
I'll have that.
All right, sweetie. Go grab a table.
Okay.
Can I make a recommendation?
All right, listen up, kid. I'll have a turkey and ham on provolone with bacon on a rosemary parmesan hero. Got it?
You got it, man. Wait a second. That's our number 8. the club sub.
Yeah, I know. I've been addicted to you guys. I'm eating at your Ronkonkoma location every day for the last few months.
Oh, okay. But you said you...
You're gonna blow it, kid. The kid'll squeal on me. My wife can't know about this. She's been packing me a salad every day for lunch. A man's gotta eat. A happy wife means a happy life.
Your secret's safe with me.
All right, let me pop in my rewards member number before you ring me up. Gotta make sure to earn them extra points towards the free subs.
By the way, you could save some time and order online at any of our locations. We have one in Comac, Selden, and your favorite, Lake Ronkonkoma.
Visit Jersey Mike's at our Long Island locations. Jericho's Turnpike in Comac, Middle Country Road in Selden, and Portion Road in Lake Ronkonkoma.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
Yo, 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 we are back with Within Brim's Skin, and Brim just showed me some tasty, scrumptious things
right?
from his social media that I don't know. What, what was it, Instagram we were
it's
on?
It's my Instagram.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
But I did it on the TikTok. So
I don't
Insta. But see what I'm saying?
But
like,
oh my God.
It's good.
Yo, that, guys, you got to go check out that TikTok/Instagram. That oven looks insane.
It's ridiculous, right?
I have never wanted a piece of pizza more in my life than
it
I looked, do right now.
It looked really yummy.
It looked really yummy.
And it was really yummy.
And then not only that, but like he was just telling me about how he's going to get this grill and he's going to basically have his logo on it. So like he can just put a piece of steak on there and it's going to burn his face onto the steak.
Well, it was
you're
not
just going to be eating brimstone steak.
No, because I actually I want to get the brander for that.
Oh, do you?
So I'm working on that. But what do you call it? So like 2 Acre Woodworking is doing they're doing a cutting board for me with the logo on
yep,
it
yep.
And setting that on.
That way we could take knives to brimstone legally.
They are freaking awesome. building me a beautiful board. Then I've got
the grill for your grill.
So Yoder Smokers, which is the company that I'm working
Yoder
with.
Yoder Smokers.
They're sending me, I know, I love the name.
It's yeah, that's a great
it's
name.
Like, it's like wise, like Yoda. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But it's Yoder. But it's,
Yoder.
It just sounds wise to me. But the grill itself is incredible looking. I am super stoked to get on it. It's a pellet grill, and it is
I would
huge.
Not jump on that grill. I don't think that's a great idea, getting on a grill.
Oh, yeah, I
think you'd burn yourself.
That makes...
You know what? Your logo will be right there.
I see where you went with
you
that.
You could burn your logo right onto you. It'd be like a permanent tattoo.
So, yes, a permanent tattoo. So, the burn shop, what do you call it? They're making a customized grill with the logo to go in the new grill. Like,
right. Yeah.
So, like, we're having an entire thing. It's like a whole thing set up. Where what do you call it? We're having, you know, that we have the beefer, we have everything, you know, and like all the companies I'm working with, and we're gonna be doing some crazy cool content.
I would laugh so hard if I went over to your house and you just gave me a plate of like, you know, just it has a steak. And your face is just on the steak, or
well,
like your logo or something. Like I would just look, I'd be like, "Oh God, of course he had to do it."
Well, I asked. I wanted to see if the burn shop could do it. They don't normally do them. But I have a couple of different people that I am going to be talking to about it, which would be awesome because I really want to have one of the little. It's just got to be a little brander.
Yeah, a little
that
brander.
You either do the logo or the face. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, and then boom, you just tap it
the
every time.
The face would be so funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, and it just says Brim right underneath it, and like you know whatever font you would want, and just I could see it.
It just makes for really cool photos and cool video. You know what I mean? And look, and you know me, I don't do things small. I got to do things. Big, so
yeah,
you know,
it's gotta be big.
Like if I'm doing the content, I want it to look freaking baggin' and badass, and you know, as cool as possible. So I've got a really cool freaking team of different companies.
We're gonna
that
have
I'm working
some
with.
Brim steaks instead of Trump steaks.
Well, you know, and I got from like you know from there. I've got like Bruff Ranch Farms. What do you call it? They send me their meats. What do you call it? Oh my God! Off the top of my freaking head, I'm sorry. What do you call it?
Got those meats with your chef sack.
You know what's even crazier?
What?
What do you call it? That I'm going to be... Oh, Carne Collective is the other one.
Ah, there it is.
Another one that's sending me meats.
I was just passing time, guys.
So you know... well, it's hard to think of it, to remember everybody right on top of my head. But what do you call it? So I'm also got... So you know how I have my chef uniform?
Yes.
So I actually, the Chef Uniforms is sending me all new Chef Uniforms. I've got a couple of those.
Oh.
And I've got one customized coming for Dylan also because he does all the stuff for me at home.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so Dylan and I are going to be able to do some stuff. We'll have the chef.
Are you getting different color? Because your last uniform was, it's white and red, right?
It's black and red.
Oh, it is black and red.
Black and red. Yeah, I had to go with the brimstone.
I was going
to
say.
And
all right.
Everything else is with the black and red on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would... That sounds so cool.
It's really neat, and I'm super psyched because I know it'll come out really cool.
Oh yeah, video. Of course.
And yeah, so we've got a lot of really cool ideas for it, and it's just a matter of taking it and putting it all together. So that being said,
that's gonna get you in the kitchen more. Black and red new chef coat.
Yeah, that's gonna get me outside more and
grilling.
Yeah. So we're gonna have some fun with this. So that being said, that's one thing. Also with the crew oven, we're gonna be doing like once a week or every couple of weeks, we're gonna do homemade bagels. So instead of me having to go and buy the bagels,
you can do
we're
that.
We're gonna make them at home. Yeah. Because Dylan's been doing bread. Dylan did it in the oven and everything.
Oh.
So now we can do it all inside the actual wood-burning oven. So that is I'm super stoked about that.
Now,
and,
do you make bagels the same way you make donuts? Like, do you punch the hole out after, or do you, like, put dough in, like, a circle?
No,
you know?
It's circle. You know, a circle, and it's a circle.
So it's not, like, how you make donuts, punch it out?
No.
Okay.
This is different.
Because I was going to ask, like, what do you do with, like, the bread balls?
No. Why do you have to? Everything's got to go to sacker balls.
Well, the other one, they make munchkins out of them, the donut balls.
Well, then I would make little pretzel balls.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. What do you call it? So,
do you have a deep fryer?
I don't, but I might wind up getting one for this too.
Do you have a mini deep fryer?
No, I don't.
I thought you had like a mini fryer.
No. Danielle won't let me have all these things because it takes up so much space.
Oh.
That's why I have to do everything. I'm going to do everything and set it up outside.
Got you.
What I mean? And again, since it's in my house, like I don't want people seeing my like everywhere I am in my house. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's why I like the videos I put up are just, you know, I'm careful about it, you know, but the setup outside, you know what I mean? They'll see the fence, they'll see the stuff, and I'll be able to have a nice little thing. It's, you know, very, you know, it could be anyway.
So when are you going to go
spilling water on myself?
When are you going to go full foodie and get like some chickens and like stuff like that?
No, I don't want to raise anything. I'll continue working with companies who will send me the stuff. That's basically what it is. You know, I have a
no
lot of
cows
really,
in Brimstone's future.
Only me. Anyways, so
Kim has a cow.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to say that I fulfilled the dream of her getting to hug the cow, and then Tom bought her a cow right after. I was like, bro, what the hell, man? But not a real cow. It's like the, you know, like if you're buying a star or something.
Right, of course.
You know, so you're sharing it, but it's still the gesture, and
now,
it was a beautiful gesture. I think that was a nice gesture.
Did he do that while they were dating or before they were dating? I feel like that was before.
At that point, I think they might have been, but we didn't know.
We didn't know.
Yeah.
So they were keeping it under wraps.
Yeah.
On a secret from GHR.
Yeah.
How long were they dating before we knew? Like 2 months?
A few months. Yeah. A few months. Sons of b****s.
Yeah, I know, right?
But it's all right.
How could they? Can't believe this.
I don't care. I'm happy for
I feel like I've been cheated on.
I don't know, man. What do you call it? What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So you were in here with me last week. So I've been spending like a lot of time finishing up because I sold my mother's house finally.
Yes, I remember you saying that you were doing that last week.
Right. And oh yeah, that's right. You edited the show, so you heard everything anyway.
Yeah. Well, and you also I came here for like
a short
while.
Yeah, I know, but we
really
didn't get to talk.
No, not that much.
You know, so it was
find lots of stuff.
Treasure
chest in the basement.
I had so many different things, and the thing that sucks is the fact that she was a hoarder. And you know,
man,
so,
I thought you were gonna say, "Oh, never mind."
No. So the fact is, it's like no, no.
Well, see the way you started the word.
No, but I, you know, the crazy thing is, like, I
found say brim.
So much stuff, Alex. So much stuff. Just, but here's it was just like we had multiple
like garbage stuff or like stuff.
No, like crap. Like, where did you get this from? You know, like why would you have it? You know, like there were boxes of. of like circulars and coupons from like the 60s.
Oh my God.
Like, so like wherever she was, I found stuff from addresses that have been, you know, like 60 years ago. You know, like,
that's insane.
You know, like, so again, for it was, it's difficult to begin with going through, and it feels like I'm invading my mother's privacy. You know what I'm saying?
Even right.
though, you know, it's, but it is what it is and done. It has to be done, you know, but it's like, still you're going through and you're like, holy freaking hell, man. Like, what were you thinking?
That's kind of how I feel about, I'm pretty sure some of the listeners know, Lauren, Elizabeth's house.
Yeah.
She, like everything, like I remember we were going through their basement because I'm helping them move. Yeah. And like, I found like a stack of newspapers like this thick. And I'm like, why are you keeping all of these old newspapers? And she's like, oh, every single one is a memory. Like, one of those is from like the World Trade Center. Another one is from when Obama was president. Another one was when Nixon got, you know,
then put it in
out.
Some kind of a manner that it is in a
well
put together, well formatted thing.
That's what I'm getting to. So she has every intention of doing that, and then she just never does it and collects more with the intention of doing that, and then just the cycle just repeats.
Yeah,
like,
no.
She never gets to the actual project of what she wants to do with things, and rather she'll just collect new stuff. So I would say, you know, your mom probably did the same thing. You know, she probably intended to do things with, you know, with these things, and she just never got around to it.
It is, there's maybe, you know what I mean, but no, like, there were coupons and shit. Oh, from
I already have to bleep once.
Okay, for there's so many coupons from like ages ago, like there's no need for them. She just kept them around.
I wonder if some of them are worth anything.
This room, okay, this room,
yeah,
is like the size of the closet. Okay.
This room, okay.
Picture how big this room is,
yep.
And this is the size of a closet.
Yeah, I'm
picture
our
this
recording studio, yep.
Up to the ceiling with boxes and bags and papers and everything that I had to go through.
I couldn't.
So I
imagine.
Have to go through a whole box of stuff to find one valuable thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with WBS.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yabba!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the LG from Fast and the Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brim's Skin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brim's Skin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hey, guys. So, yeah, so boxes full of stuff all the way basically up to the ceiling.
Ugh. Like, so ridiculous. Man. It's just so much work. So much work.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I can because I'm literally kind of doing it. But at the same time, like, I couldn't imagine doing it to my parents' stuff.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know, like it, not to go there, but like if I had to go through my parents' room and decide, oh, I need to get rid of this, need to get rid of that, need to keep that, I'd be like, no, I can't do
right.
this.
Right. And meanwhile, and I've got all the stuff that I have to worry about, and I have a certain amount of time before I have to have everything out that I need out. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, and the sad thing is that nobody else is really able to help other than myself and Danielle and maybe Dylan a little bit. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And what do you call it? Samantha lives elsewhere. You know, so there's, you know, and Haley's too little to do anything.
Right, so you're kind of just doing it on
your
own.
We're just
kind
of doing everything on our own. So right now, we're pretty much almost done. You know what I mean? But what do you call it? But, you know, pretty much almost done. And, you know, we've got another couple of rooms to kind of just sift through. But most of the, like, all the important stuff is out of the house. But what do you call it? Like, it's just been a ride. You know what I mean?
I could only imagine.
Yeah. And you know, and you just, it's crazy because it's like, okay, well, this is your, you know.
I have a question.
What?
What is the coolest thing you've found so far?
What's the coolest or the weirdest thing?
Both.
The weirdest.
Let's
things,
go weirdest, because that's what you said first.
The weirdest things that I found are some like old school, like African looking bongs. I don't know if it was like a bong or like a what do you call it? What are they called? The
bong?
Yeah.
Like a smoking bong?
Yeah, yeah. Or
what?
What is that called? Where
the peace pipes?
No. What's the other thing? The hookah. It's either a hookah or a bong. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, but. Like African looking thing with like a big freaking yeah, like weird looking stuff, man.
If it has a tube, it's hookah.
That one might be a hookah, and then there's other ones
that
might have been bongs.
Bongs.
Yeah. And my grandfather
what?
Had, yeah, my grandfather had pipes. So I already have
tobacco,
yeah, years ago, but that was, he had a collection. So what do you call it? So I had my, you know, most of his pipe collection,
right.
You know, put away already, but there's still a couple that I found. You know, those I did find. Okay. So here's the story.
The weirdest thing. Okay.
Here's the story. Of old Brimmy when I was just a teeny tiny tot.
This is the story of a Brim.
No, so the coolest thing I found, though, was, and I think I mentioned it last week on WBS, is I found the my contract from Children's Television Workshop, which is, from when I was on Sesame Street.
That's so cool.
So that was the cool thing.
So you kept that.
So obviously I kept that. I'll scan it in. It'll be in my book that I've been working on, my autobiography. And then, what do you call it? One thing that, this was the champion one right here.
The big one.
So when I was younger, what do you call it? You know, I was somewhat of a good kid and then somewhat of a bad kid. It depends on the week. but, you know, I'd be the one that'd be out there fighting whatever. And when I got a little bit older, you know, I did get into, you know, I was in brawls and whatever. So I took a big machete off of a guy.
Oh, God. Oh, I don't like where this story's going already.
Well, I took a machete.
Well, hold on, Alex. Before you judge me, let me tell you why I chopped up this person.
No. The guy came at me with the machete and what do you call it? And I took it from him. And I didn't cut him with it. What do you call it? I put the snot out of him, but I took the thing. But it was like I loved this machete. The machete itself was just like
a
regular machete.
Hit his ass with the like a paddle.
No. But what do you call it? But the
you want to come at me with a machete, young boy?
The sheath itself was what do you call it? Was you know from El Salvador? It was like beautifully done, and you know, and I loved it. So like
getting an expensive ass whooping.
Yeah, and I had it. You know, I had it, and there was a story behind it. So
that's pretty cool.
At the time, I was living at my mother's house, and I guess my mother decided to come in my room. I was like 18, 19, whatever, and she came in my room, and I wasn't there, and it was out with, I guess, with the rest of my knife collection. And what do you call it? And she took it and she swiped it and hit it on me, saying, "What the hell do you have this for? Blah, 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 blah." And I'm like,
"Never to be seen again.
Are you freaking kidding me?" So that happened. Now, mind you, I was 18 or 19. I'm 46 now. Okay. Okay. So for over 25 years, since what, like 26, 28, whatever years, I have always wondered what the freaking hell happened to my goddamn machete.
Well, I'm sure you forgot about it for
a
while.
No. Alex, I have a big knife collection. That's one of the, and I gave my knife collection to my son.
And so you were like, where is this?
So I'm like, I still can't find. So for years. And even when she passed, I was like, you know, maybe I'll find my what do you call it? Maybe I'll find my machete. And so I'm sitting here and I, like, can't find it anywhere. And I was just like, all right, whatever. In the closet, that big closet.
Always in the closet.
All the way to the far back right, behind everything, on the floor, wedged into the corner, I see the handle as I'm taking a piece out, and I go, get the hell out of here.
Oh, my God.
There was my machete.
That's crazy.
Son of a bitch. And I was like, ah! You know, and I what do you call it?
That hoarder.
Yeah, I was so mad, and I was so happy. Sorry. Yeah, I know. But seriously, like, so she hit it and then forgot about it and left it there.
Of course she did.
I'm like, what the hell?
Just like the coupons and everything else.
I was so freaking upset.
All right, so weirdest thing, we got African bongs. Coolest thing, we got machete.
The coolest thing was my paperwork. But the what do you call it? The redeeming moment was the machete.
Yeah, that's
you know
cool.
what I'm saying? The redeeming moment was the machete. But you know, it's just like, you know, you're going through and you're finding like everything to do with your and she had like, my parents have been divorced since I'm like 4. She had all like a ton of my father's stuff. And I'm like,
why?
What the hell? Like, why didn't you just give it to him or give it to, well, I guess she kept it to make sure that I would have it. You know what I mean?
Oh, there you go.
And I get it and I appreciate that. But you know, like, then put it in a box all together for me. I had to sit. I'm like finding things all over the place. It's just a lot.
When
man.
You have a lot of stuff, especially when you just, you know, when you're older, like, you just don't really want to go through it.
No.
You know?
But she had stuff from when she was young.
Right.
Like I
so
said.
So it accumulates, you know, like we always talk about how Zambo wipes dust under the rug until it becomes a Mount Everest.
Yes, true.
Exactly.
I give you that. Fair enough. Yeah. I give you that.
So you understand. You get it.
I just...
it's just with different things, you know, instead of, you know,
yeah,
audio files, it's stuff.
It's stuff and things.
Like machetes.
So much, man. So much. So finally, we're coming close to the end of that whole situation, and I can kind of leave it in my past and be done with it. You know what I mean?
Yo, if you find a toaster from, like, way back when... Please, I kind of want. All right, so there was this cool thing with toasters back in the day.
Okay,
they used to, like, you would put your bread in.
Okay,
and you didn't have to like push it down; like, it would just automatically lower. And then, like, yeah, this is old school toasters do this.
Okay,
so it just lowers automatically, and then the timer that it has is very different from toast timers of today, where, like, you know, you move it a tiny bit and it's burnt, you move it the other tiny bit and then you don't get anything.
So you're toasty, huh?
No, this is perfect. And it doesn't pop up. It gently lifts up.
You're such a herb.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is the best toaster.
The strangest things make you happy.
Oh, I would love this toaster. I want this toaster. I need this toaster in my life. They go for like $500.
Okay.
Because it's the best toaster.
Where the hell did you see this?
There's this YouTube channel that I watch called like Antique Inventions. Okay. And like that was one of the things that they talked about. Here's another interesting one. DVD vinyl.
DVD vinyl?
Yeah, I know. Think about that for a second. Think about that. Think about how that could work for a second.
DVD vinyl.
So back in the day.
What the hell?
Right. So there was a company that knew that obviously, like, okay, we have vinyls. The next big thing is going to be to put movies on to something. And so rather than like, because CDs weren't around yet. So they were like, all right, we're going to do, because also tape was way too expensive, like right. Videotape. So they were like, we're going to figure out a way to put movies onto vinyls.
Okay, movies onto vinyls.
And it literally looks like a giant, like, Blu-ray disc.
Okay.
But, like, it took them 10 years to develop it. And it took so long that by the time they developed it, video players were already out with tape, and the company basically just went bankrupt because of it. But that is, like, the coolest freaking thing. Like, hold on. DVD... I just want to look it up just to show you like what this freaking thing looks like.
It's not going to do our listeners any good, though.
Yeah, I know it's not going to do our listeners any good.
But it doesn't make a difference because you can show it to me as we're going on.
Yeah, I can. Anyway, yeah, so you just have to believe me that this was a thing.
Just look it up. Anyway, it's been a great time with you guys today. What do you call it? Thanks for hanging out with Alex and I. As always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe on all the stuff and things. Hit us up on all the social media. I'll be hanging again with you next week.
Whoop, whoop.